Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into Studio De Heffrey, and welcome back, Zeke. Ezekiel Elliott, back to the Cowboys, baby. We'll talk about Zeke and what he's got left, and what the Cowboys running back room looks like, and all sorts of other Cowboys offseason nugs, including their draft, how they stack up to last year's roster, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in just a second. This, of course, brought to you by my friends at BetOnline, your number one source for all your summer sports this season, MLB, golf, NBA, NHL. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, where the game starts. So, Ezekiel Elliott returns to the Dallas Cowboys. The most Jerry Steven Jones maneuver of the offseason. Waited until April 29th. And here it is. And he's not the only one, by the way. I don't know if you guys know this. A couple hours ago, they're also bringing back Damian Wilson, who technically was on the roster at the end of last year. But they're bringing back Damian Wilson, too. So you get you a linebacker from once upon a time to go with a running back from once upon a time. Championship! Already in the comments, we got some Zeke stuff. I see David Moore even said Zeke wasn't the main guy anymore. Makes me feel better knowing he likely isn't the main guy. No, he is not. No, he's not. Zeke will not be the main guy. The main guy, I guess, is Rico Dowdle. What the Cowboys are doing, the Cowboys are pushing. I think sometimes I think the Cowboys do stuff to tell me to shut up. They're like, we heard you, Jeff. We heard you saying running backs don't matter. We heard you. So we're just going to run out literally whoever to the point where we're going to make you say, well, hold on, guys. We could try to find a running back. What does Zeke have left? I don't know. He's 29 years old. They released him because he made a bunch of money. He was a 3.5 yard per carry back last year in New England. When he was the main guy the last, what was it, 6 or 7 weeks, he was a 2.9 yard per carry guy as the main lead back. So, no, he absolutely won't be the lead back. I think there's zero chance Zeke is signed by the Cowboys if he's not Zeke. If he has any other name with the same qualifications, there's no chance that that's who they sign. But in an offseason where they're absolutely intentionally not going to spend for anybody who makes big monies, because that would require doing things to their future salary cap to do it, they ain't doing that. They're going to bring in guys who are very cheap. And in the case of Zeke, I think it gives them one freebie with the fan base to be like, hey, isn't that fun? KGS, if you don't mind me asking, Jeff, what happened with the speakeasy? Ignore if you don't feel comfortable discussing on air. I'll get to it in a bit because it gets complicated on this particular platform where I built a Cowboys and NFL draft channel. And so things outside of that, we will handle in a few minutes once we're done talking about the Cowboys. Okay, so Zeke's back. Woot woot, $2 million. Cowboys running back room now. Zeke, Rico, Royce Freeman, Deuce Vaughn, Hunter Lipke, Malik Davis, Snoop Connor, Nathaniel Pete, if you like the undrafted free agent. So yeah, that's what you got. What is Zeke going to be? I bet he'll be the second running back, and maybe not even that. But with $2 million guaranteed, I bet he is the highest paid running back on the team. So I don't think he'll be like a guy that they're like, oh, he's totally washed and he's going to be cut. Like, he's going to make the football team and he will play on the football team, but he absolutely won't be a lead dog in a backfield. And I don't think they needed to pay him $2 million. Going to use your phone number at Kroger, Jeff. Thanks. Appreciate you, Eric, in the super chat. Yeah, if I had to guess right now, Rico is the lead back. Ezekiel Elliott is the second back. And Lipke, maybe? And I'm going to beat this drum forever. Give it to Deuce Vaughn. Give him 10 carries a week. So let me see. Donnie says, I believe you'll see he'll do better as the offensive line is better. Yeah, and I do want to throw that out there for Zeke. And I can look up what was he versus Stevenson, because I don't think Ramondre Stevenson's stats were much better. New England had a terrible football team. They were awful. So Zeke was 3.5. Stevenson was 4. So yeah. They were terrible. That was an awful football team. He could do better than 3.5 here. He could. Rico was 4.1 a carry last year. Rico's okay. But yeah, they certainly aren't going out of their way to make sure that they have a guy that they're like, hell yeah, that's an NFL starting running back. They're just like, yeah, we got some guys, which I don't know if I'm allowed to be mad at, because I'm the guy who says, don't worry about it. They're just running backs. But I mean, at some point you got to put something in there. Daniel Escobar in the super chat. Thank you. You're a hero. I love you. So yeah. So they got a couple of guys. Running back room. 8 dudes. 2 of you, 3 of you are going to play. So now how did they end up where they signed Zeke? I can tell you how they ended up signing Zeke, because there is one place that they had the opportunity, if they wanted to not sign Zeke. And it was, as the Cowboys are drafting, you take Tyler Guyton in the first round. They took Marshawn Nealon in the second round. They took Cooper Beebe in the third round with the pick from the trade down. And with their third round pick, they took, somebody's going to teach me his first name, Marist Liafau, the linebacker out of Notre Dame. That was the running back spot, because they don't have a fourth round pick. They were going to have to wait until the fifth round to pick again. If they were going to pick a guy that was going to be potentially a lead back for the next 2 to 4 years, that was the pick. So what happened is they liked Liafau better than any running back that was on the board. And that would be Marshawn Lloyd, the USC back. That would be Jalen Wright, the Tennessee back. That would be Bucky Irving, Ray Davis, Braylon Allen. But once they didn't pick a guy there, Marshawn Lloyd went the very next pick. Jalen Wright and a bunch of those other guys went in the fourth round. And if the Cowboys wanted to get into the fourth round to get one of those guys, they couldn't have got Marshawn Lloyd, obviously, because he went the pick after them. But if you wanted to get into the fourth round to go get one of those running backs, that was going to cost you a third round pick in 2025. And they didn't want to give up a future third round pick to get a current fourth round pick to use on a running back. KG in the super chat, odds Pete makes the roster. Also, I heard Steven say something like, we were in discussion with UDFA running back asking about playing time and they only signed one so far, meaning Rico is the main guy. Yes, Rico is the main guy. I have my doubts, and that's my thing about a Zeke and Dowdle backfield. So Nathaniel Pete is the undrafted free agent that they signed. And he's a not super big back, but he ran a 4.37 at Pro Day, big jumps. So like, he's at least has the explosive athleticism, but I don't know. I don't expect a UDFA to actually make the team. They do. There will be some, but to predict that any one individual is going to be a UDFA undrafted free agent that makes a roster and contributes, it's a long shot. But I look at who they do have, and there's no juice. Who's breaking off a 50-yard run? Zeke or Dowdle? I guess Rico's got the better chance, but there's just no juice to that backfield at all. So yeah, Roman, Wolf Gaming. Jeff, you play running back for them. Second, we can trade for a running back. I don't want to play. Me at running back is not the solution. My body hurts from golfing. We could trade for a running back. They could trade from literally whatever they want. The all-in crying stuff is pretty cringe now. That's the thing. I've said it over and over and over and over, but we'll do it one more time. They're not all in this year because they were all in last year and the year before. The way that you determine are you all in is are you trading draft picks for established players, and are you restructuring contracts and moving money to sign players? That's what all in is. Their last 2 years was all in. They just cut Michael Gallup. And we knew that when we got to this offseason, they might want to cut Michael Gallup. And yet, the year before, they moved his money to make it hurt more when you cut him because they wanted to spend last year. They traded for Cooks and Gilmore. They restructured everyone. They were all in last year. You should have just said the words then, and it would have been true. Now they're not. Now they're all in on retool. They're all in on revamp. They're all in on reset of their salary cap. So $2 million Zeke, no problem. Mac in the super chat, what do you think of Malik Davis? He's okay. Anytime he's played, he's been okay, but that's the answer I have for pretty much everyone on their roster. Like Rico's, that's an NFL rotational back. I got no problem with Rico Dowdle. Zeke, probably an NFL rotational back, but no big plays, no juice, no breaking tackles. Royce Freeman, back end of the career, eh? Deuce, Hunter, Malik. Yeah. Christopher, what are the chances of a Brian Robinson or Damian Pierce trade? WTF are the Jets doing, jumping us to draft a second running back? I really liked Davis. They could trade for a guy. I guess I would be surprised.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'd be surprised if they traded for a running back because you could have done that for a guy in the draft and you would have been trading draft picks to do it. I don't think that they're going to be doing it now for an established one, although they could because that running back room, there's so many guys in it, but there's nobody I'm super excited to hand the ball to. Over under 30 carries for CD this season in the Debo role. I bet, you know what, Ralph? I think that's a good number for CD. Two a game, give or take. That might be about right, especially if they don't extend his contract and they don't care about his health at all. KG, is Jeff in his prime running for 100 yards with this Cowboys O-line or 100 receiving yards? I'd get 100 receiving yards. If you only throw it to me when they blow coverage on pick plays, I'd get you 100 receiving yards. I'd get you 100 rushing yards. If they block good enough for an NFL guy to get 4 yards a carry, that might get me one a carry. So I need 100 carries, get 100 yards. I would never survive 100 carries. Should I put money on the boys getting to the bowl or not? No, you shouldn't. But hi, Kerry. It's Freak Jesus, everybody. Look at Kevin Gray Sports in here. What up, party people? Make sure you're following Kevin Gray Sports. Also, follow my friend Kevin Turner. I don't know if anybody in here knows this. lost my job last week, as did Kevin Turner. So youtube.com/@ is it KT Fun Tweets? I think so. Dang it, Jeff, what an idiot. Let me check. youtube.com/@ Yeah, at KT Fun Tweets. Yeah. He's going live at 7 o'clock tonight to get that thing going. So. And thank you to our new member, Angry Nerd Rock 102. Yeah, you can be a member of the channel, which obviously we appreciate the support. Mash the thumbs up button. The likes are good. Comments are good. Leave in the comments. Who's going to lead the Cowboys in rushing this year? You could do the membership thing, which is just a way to show support, and I very much appreciate it. But I'm not going to pretend that you get really outstanding things. There's no roller coaster or anything. You just get little cool emojis that you can send, and your name shows up a different color. And I have a Discord server that we hang out in that I'll send you a link to. Chris, Jeff, once Zeke knows we are all in, he will play better, like the Garrett days where you just play better than the man across from you. They're not all in, though. So is he not going to play better? I don't know. At the end of the day, KG, hashtag pool fun, hashtag party at Jeff's. Thank you, brother. Yeah, their chance to draft a running back and not have it be Zeke that they signed was the 87th overall pick. Once they picked the Notre Dame linebacker, that was when it was like, all right, well, I guess we'll sign Zeke and not worry about it. And so that's what they're going with. And I wanted to look at a couple of things here. And by the way, I did get some questions from people on Twitter. I'm at Time for Jeffrey. Will the Cowboys be finished clearing dead money this year, or will this last multiple years? This is a multiple year thing. They're probably going to have the same offseason next year, just so you know. Just because you want to be smart. You want to be smart, Cowboy fan? Just know that this is probably going to happen again. They're not being cheapos this year because of dead money. They don't have that much. They have, I think they still have some from Zeke. They only have $16 million in dead money this year. A little bit, some from Gallup, some from Zeke, some from Tyron, from contracts that expired, et cetera, right? They only have like $16 million in dead money this year. The thing that is costing them is that they haven't extended Dak, so they're carrying a 50-some-odd million-dollar cap hit. Tank is over 20 in the last year of his deal with nowhere left to push money to. Zach Martin is $15 million in the last year of his deal. Like, they're just carrying big numbers that they're not pushing back anymore because those careers are almost over. Next year is when you're going to eat the dead money. Next year, if Dak isn't here, over $40 million hit your cap. Bang. If he is, cool. You're still eating 26 on top of whatever his contract is. So that big number is coming again. Zach next year, not being here, I'm guessing being retired, over $10 million. Bang, hit you. Tank, $7.5 million. Bang, hit you. Michael Gallup's other half of his post-June 1 cut. Bang, 8.7. Brandon Cooks, even though he's not here, bang, $4 million. $70 million dead money next year. So this is a two off-season thing, not a one off-season thing. Just so you know. It's a reset. It's a little bit of a reset. Kerry said, we got the Bash Bros. How are you going to deny them getting to the bowl? I'm putting money on them. What do you know? It's a fair point. That's a fair point. I love you, brother. Darren McFadden all over again. He put up over 1K. That's true. Thank you, Gooby. KG is formula in the chat. Haven't seen him. Haven't seen him. Hey, don't tell me all the things I'm wrong about, dude, in the chat. I'm wrong about tons of stuff, but here's the thing about sports is I am a firm believer in making predictions, but not being held accountable for it because telling the future is hard. That's what I like to do. Yeah. The Marshawn Nealon pick is to have Tank's replacement a year from now. Ideally, he could be your third or fourth edge guy this year. And then he's one of your primaries a year from now. So they're going to reboot with a young offensive line, very young, left side, with Guyton, Smith, BB, or Hoffman. You're going to have a very young left side. You're rebooting that thing. You're getting that going. Got youngsters in the room. Going to look different. And they're just refusing to do much with other things. So young guys are going to have to show us, can we play? Brandon Cooks is gone. No, he's not gone now. I was saying a year from now, when he is gone, he's still going to cost you money. And that'll be fun. Okay. Next thing I wanted to do. Cowboys, where they were last year and where they are now in terms of replacing guys. Tony Pollard out, Zeke in. Zeke and Royce Freeman in. It's not an upgrade. It's a downgrade, but maybe not a big one. It's not like Pollard was great last year. Michael Gallup out, no replacement. Now, they did take Ryan Flournoy, the Southeast Missouri State guy who they liked, Will McClay liked at the combine, but they didn't replace Gallup. Interesting thing is, it's not that Gallup was very good last year. He was good in the playoff game, but it's not like he was a get open guy, but they didn't even do anything to attempt to replace that. It's just a matter of Jalen Tolbert, Jalen Brooks, what you got? Tyler Biadasz, how'd you replace him? Cooper Beebe. Dorrance Armstrong, Dante Fowler, how'd you replace them? Marshawn Kneeland. So they're not in any of these cases. Nothing that they are doing was done for the purpose of, we're going to be better than we were a year ago. It's done for the purpose of, guys are gone and it's time to reboot it. And at running back, they didn't really reboot it. They just picked other randoms to throw in there. But nothing about this offseason has been done with the goal of winning the Super Bowl in 2024. It was all done with the goal of building for, honestly, 2025, 2026. And then just looking at McCarthy and Dak and CeeDee and Micah and Zimmer and going, show us what you got. And if you can go 4-0 against Washington and New York, you can still make the playoffs. KGS saw that Kneeland has insane power and NFL-ready hands. Thoughts on him as a player and possible upside? That's a good question, KG. Yes, I think you nailed who he is. He's a Tank Lawrence sort of player. He's a power player. And he's not a great pass rusher, but he has ability to become a good one. Like, he can pass rush with power in his hands and in his whole body, really. He can do it with power. He also ran a 7-second three cone, which at 260, whatever, 270 pounds, says that you can turn. Now, he's not on tape bending the corner and beating people to the quarterback and doing all that. He's a power player, but he's a power player that does have that athleticism in there. So it's almost like when they tried to sell you Mazi Smith last year as this insane athlete that he's going to turn into all these different things. Well, no, this guy, I'm telling you, he can go play on an NFL field and he can play the run and he's got a little something as a pass rusher with the ability to hopefully have a little more something as a pass rusher. So there's that. And I suppose that's your Cowboy talk of the day. To the guy earlier who asked about the speakeasy, which if you just come here for Cowboy things, I was on 105.3 The Fan, the Cowboys flagship for 13 years. The last year and a half, I was on 97.1 The Freak in DFW, which was just kind of a talk format, just open talk. They flipped back to 97.1 The Eagle. They're going to be doing rock music again, which means I am not on there anymore. And so for those of you who are asking, well, now what, Jeff? The answer is right here for Cowboys. And for everything else, I don't know yet. Because what I'm not going to do, I don't think, I'm not going to take a channel that was built on Cowboys and Draft and assume that everyone that subscribed to it is subscribed to it because they just love me and anything that I do, they want to be here for. I'm going to leave it true to this was built on the Cowboys and the Draft, and this will be where I do the Cowboys and the Draft. So whatever else I come up with whoever else I come up with, whether it's Julie and Mike and Groobs or KT or Saroy, Danny, Skin, Ben, Steve, Christine, whatever, right? Whoever it might be, it will exist maybe on the same platform, maybe on YouTube or Twitch or whatever, but I'll have to talk to people and figure out who wants to do what. And once we figure out who all wants to do what and how we want it to look and where it's going to be, I will definitely use this to promote it and tell people where to go. But this channel, I will not dilute is the wrong word, but this channel, I'm not going to just suddenly notifications go on for 37,000 people looking for cowboy things. And it's Jeff and KT talk about farts. Cause that seems like a bad business plan. So this will stay as it is, I believe. And then we will podcast, video cast all of those different things on another format somewhere, some kind of way. And we'll figure it out. And that's what we'll do. Make sure you're subscribed to Kevin Turner. He's going to go live tonight. I might be there with him on his channel, youtube.com/@KTFunTweets. So hook it up over there. And thanks for hanging out, guys. Remember, you have no idea what anyone is going through, so be cool to everyone. I love you. Be easy.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.